Now, Patrick, I have it on tape that you said, Tony, for most of this year, if things remain stable, gas prices won't jump over $3.25 per gallon. If you look at the front page of the Atlantic State Journal today, it says gas price jump put squeeze on drivers. Cost in Lansing area ranges $3.12 to $3.59 a gallon. If you look at the money section of today's USA Today section, it says oil rises 8.5% in the Mideast. Obviously, when you made your prediction, I think you were right on target, even though people were freaking because the price was going over $3 per gallon. But who could foresee all the Middle East conflict that's going on?
Yeah, certainly quite a bit going on, you know, and not to lay this out too quickly here, but, you know, by Memorial Day weekend, I can't remember if I touched base with you on what we're expecting here for summer. I was, you know, don't really want to say this now, but by Memorial Day weekend, we could be looking at prices, you know, anywhere from $3.65 to $4.05 a gallon. And that was a prediction I made before the whole Middle Eastern situation developed. So I'm hoping that it doesn't go any higher than that. But let's think about this. We're already at $3.40, and we're not even into March yet. And March is when prices typically begin moving higher as we move towards summer driving season. We begin gradual switch over to summer gasoline that costs us more, and so you know, it's only a situation where we're going to continue to see gas prices rise.
The differences between winter and summer gas.
Yeah, you know, there's quite a few differences. A lot of folks may notice that they get lousy fuel economy in the winter, and basically, the easiest way to sum it up is that gasoline in the summer does not evaporate as easy. There's a number that gasoline is assigned. It's called RVP, read vapor pressure, that measures gasoline's ability to evaporate. And come summer months, gasoline has a lower number, and that eliminates some of that air pollution when you're filling up. Think of that. So essentially, summer gasoline doesn't evaporate as easy. Basically, winter gasoline contains more butane, and butane burns easier. That contributes to the slightly lousy gas mileage. So as we phase in these warmer months, we begin to see that RVP number drop. Right now it's at 15, and we'll eventually see our RVP and our gasoline drop to 9. And that basically, butane is very cheap. It's in lighters. You know, a lot of folks are familiar with that. The substitute ingredient there costs more to produce. And so as we switch over types of gasoline, it becomes more expensive.
And what's interesting about the oil prices that are rising, it's all speculation right now, because at this point in time, supplies are good, and the manufacturing, the oil is still coming out of the ground. It's being brought over here. There hasn't been a stoppage in any part of the process, but there is a lot of speculation, which is giving a lot of folks concern. Thus why you have the prices, the price raise on oil. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you pointed it out. It mostly is speculation. We're not looking at any supply loss at this point. Supply remains above average. Gasoline and crude oil inventories remain about 4% higher than last year, and they remain above average, the long-term average. And you're completely right. No supply situation yet. All the increases that we're seeing lately, that is the increase to 339, is primarily based on investor concern, the concern that the problems in Libya may spread to Saudi Arabia. And that would, if problems do pop up in Saudi Arabia, then we're talking a pretty big situation. Saudi Arabia sends us millions of barrels of oil every day, and they hold the key to spare capacity and have among the largest crude oil reserves. And so the concern is that the unrest would spread to other parts of the Middle East.
So gas prices could peak at 360 during this summer driving season. What would they have peaked at should we have not had the turmoil over in the Middle East?
Well, you know, even without the turmoil, I was saying by Memorial Day we could see 365 to 405. So with the turmoil, you know, if this doesn't calm down by Memorial Day weekend, we could be looking at 20 cents more than that, maybe 385 to 425, you know. If this unrest continues Simply put, unfortunately, it would appear that we could get close to setting new price records come this spring. But, a lot of these situations don't play out for months. Egypt played out for a few weeks. The situation in Libya looks quite different, but I'm hopeful that it will calm down in the short term, and then, investors will relax a bit and oil prices will fall. But I'm still thinking that by Memorial Day weekend, 365 to 405 for average prices.
We've got two more questions for Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com. Now, Patrick, before I go out to buy gas, I go to LansingGasPrices.com to find out what the prices are. And if you look down toward the bottom, there are a ton of businesses that are charging $3.39 a gallon. But if I scroll up, where I buy gas is at Sam's Club, and they're not a client. I just go there to buy gas. It's $3.09. The QD on Jolly and Dunkel, which is where I buy gas a lot too, the gas is at $3.13. The Sunoco in Eaton Rapids is $3.13. There's a couple of other places where it's in the teens. So if folks shop, they can still find some cheap gas.
Well, and be very careful too. In times when prices increase, the only downfall sometimes is that we can't get all these prices re-reported every minute of the day. And so some of our prices do tend to be a little old. So we need some help out there from the community in making sure that all these gas prices are updated. Some of those prices are a little bit older. So like I said, I would almost bet you that most of these stations are charging a higher price. Some of the prices were reported 16 hours ago. So take it with a grain of salt. We really could use help from the community and keeping these gas prices updated. But, Sam's Club, like you said, they like to keep their price lower for longer. So you may see lines at Sam's Club. I bet you the price that they're charging is, they'll slowly begin to increase their price as well.
So people can actually email or information about gas prices for certain gas stations.
That's right. If you have a smartphone, an Android, an iPhone, Windows phone, and we're working on an app for BlackBerry, we actually, GasBuddy has free apps that you can download and report prices near you. That's how we keep this whole thing going. That's how we help the community find cheapest prices. We have help from our spotters in the community that download the free apps. Not only that, but you report prices and find the cheapest prices. So, Tony, if you got a smartphone, download the app. You can do this right from your phone. You can find the cheapest gas prices on the go, and you can help us report prices at these stations that haven't been reported in some time.
All right. Thanks, Patrick.
You bet.